This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We are immersed in some really fascinating UFO cases. And as I listen to this, Sam Baranto, I kind of think I'm back in 1952. And we had all sorts of incredible cases. Go on, please.
1952, Gene, was that the most remarkable stuff? And so many people have no clue how unusual that whole year was all along the East Coast. Oh, boy.
We'll get to that for sure. This is one that I've not heard in this much detail from a person in MUFON who is a trained investigator who's talked to the witnesses and investigated it. So this is just an absolute treat for me. So please go on.
This is the fun thing about it. I immediately called, you know, Mark Rodiger from QFOS, right?
QFOS, very, very well-respected organization for sure.
So I get a hold of Mark. I had Dave Marler. I don't know how many of us were up here. So we had multiple organizations, multiple experts, and very experienced people. Dave Marler worked on the Southern Illinois case and many others. He wrote the book on triangular UFOs, an estimate of the situation. That he spent 20 years just working on triangular cases. So he was up here. He was a state director. Mark was here. We had probably about five more field investigators. We all met and we had a meeting regarding this. And then we met at QFOS too. And Dr. Swords came in. He was there, in fact, doing some research. And he goes, well, first thing we got to do is we got to check out any lights, any sort of thing that could be responsible. And he's going on and on and on. And Mark's just staring at me and he's smiling. And I'm smiling back at him. And he says, Mike, we have tons of video. He goes, what? We have video. So he was totally freaked out by that.
Oh, yes. So he's a good researcher, too. Like, he's right up there on the top of my list of people who are, like, believable, incredible when it comes to doing UFO research, for sure.
When we played that video for him, these segments, and he just couldn't believe it. We actually had video, and it was very interesting.
Again, before we go on, where can our listeners see the video?
You could see some of it in what was the, I'm trying to get the correct one, UFO Hunters Series 2, 201, Invasion, Illinois. I was a consultant for season two and three. I'm five episodes. That one is very good. You could see TJ's clip. I have a segment of TJ's clip. All right, can you put stuff up on your site to actually show video at all or anything?
Totally.
Okay, because I've got a very good segment that would be nice to put up there.
You know what I think we're going to do here is if it's something that's not posted elsewhere, we'll stick it in the Paracast Plus section to accompany our After the Paracast podcast with you. This way we get people to have a look at that. Let's go on because there are other cases in Illinois I want to cover here before we move on to the next show. Go ahead.
So here we are. People are outside. And we had the funny thing is, remember I mentioned that 1997 case with the pilot seeing that object fly over from Palos and into New Lenox and into that looked like a cluster of grapes, was a private pilot. He had footage and seen this on October 31st. So I met with him, and he was blown away. This was very strange. And, in fact, his footage was on the news. The volume of witnesses, and the other thing is the perspective and the vantage points, they were seeing things differently. In the old section of downtown Tinley on the, I believe it was the first night, they were seeing – yes, was the first night. They were seeing clusters of three red illuminations in each corner not just one illumination. Three, another gentleman who was using a telescope and his sighting scope, seeing three illuminations in each corner. So it's far more complex than just one simple explanation. The same goes when you see the orange orbs, and you've heard about the orange orbs. I've actually seen the orange orb on May the 2nd, I believe, was on Friday, May the 2nd, 2003, the year before. Julie pointed it out when we were driving. It was about 9:40 in the evening, and it was sitting directly over a intersection of 159th and LaGrange Road, southeast corner, that would be looking directly towards Tinley Park. These are adjacent towns. This object was in the sky. We had a 13-mile-an-hour northerly wind, and it sat static in the sky. There were discharges that looked like electrical discharges sparking off of it, and oozing from the bottom were smaller, same color, which would be like the setting sun, that reddish orange, nothing like that in the sky except for the sun, exact same color. And these smaller droplets were coming out. Julie watched it. I had to drive. It had started to move. And as it moved from a perfectly static position, it sat there for, who knows, a minute, and then it moved. And as it moved, it was going through the Doppler. It was going through all the colors. It was going through the complete range of colors till it was white and off in the distance in a southwesterly direction that was gone within a matter of a few minutes. It was a slow motion, moving slowly and very deliberate. I called the police department that night, the non-emergency number, and told them about what I'd seen and asked if any reports came in. They laughed at me, first of all, and I says, no, I'm dead serious. This is what I saw, and this is what I do. I just needed to know if any reports came in. He says, nothing yet. So all of a sudden, around 11-something, I get a call. I go, Mr. Moranto, what you've seen was children with balloons. And like he was reading a script.
Right.
Like he was reading a script. And I go, who told you to tell me that? And he gets real close to the phone. He says, I can't tell you. Well, the very next day, a friend of mine, or a neighbor, in fact, was an auxiliary officer. He comes over to the house, and he says, you have no idea. Something strange happened last night. This was in another adjacent town. Their police department had people come in, grab anything that was pertaining to this as far as any reports, and it was totally out of any procedural, normal procedural anything. It was just weird. So, again, we had a meeting on the Tinley Park sightings. We met three groups of people that seen this other sighting on the very same night we did. How odd is that? That May 2nd sighting, May 2nd or 3rd, 2003. So, Randall, are you able to hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you okay.
So it was something very strange. And again, there's all these correlations with other reports. And see, this seems to be a problem in ufology. We get a lot of independent reports. The problem is we don't now know how to assemble them in such a manner to make a case for these unusual oddities. And one of those oddities I'd like to mention is a horseshoe-shaped craft with a boom. Now, Gene, do you recall stories about horseshoe-shaped crafts with booms and round-type objects on top of it?
Occasion.
You've heard about those, correct?
Yes, among the many shapes and sizes of UFOs, I've definitely heard of some with horseshoe shapes.
Well, that was associated on the Halloween night sightings. There were multiple objects, not just the large triangle, but these horseshoe-shaped craft, in addition to the orange, massive orange orbs. One gentleman was talking to his son-in-law, and they are, I think it's 5 miles apart.
We're going to have a lot more time apart if we don't do our break now. You see how bad a segue that is. I always like to boast about the worst segues in the world. Sam Moranto, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Hello, Paracast people. I'm Greg Carlwood, the host of the Higher Side Chats podcast, an uninterrupted and action-packed interview-based show where I talk to some of the brightest minds for our troubled times about all things paranormal, occult, esoteric, and conspiratorial. After 10 years, we've heard it all. Alien moon bases, archons, hollow earth, technocratic and biomedical agendas, magic, mind control, and Lovecraftian monsters. Oh my. Usually, the first hour of the show is free, and the second hour is for members who sign up for the Higher Side Chats Plus at $8 a month. But praise be, we're giving Paracast listeners 2 free weeks of Plus when you use the all caps coupon code PARACAST. Go to thehiresidechats.com, sign up with the code PARACAST, and dive into the nearly never-ending archive of great interviews I've been lucky enough to get over the years, from David Politis to David Icke, and many, many guests not named David. Check it out. You're going to love it. All right, Gene, was that good? Can we use that one?
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let's throw some horseshoes with Sam. Go ahead, please.
So this one guy's driving down the road, and he's in a truck. Well, first of all, how I got in contact with him or him with me is I got a call. In fact, for about 3 months, all I was doing was answering the phone, meeting people, and taking reports and looking over video. It was insane. This one day, I got a call, and the guy goes, and he says, I want to report something. I go, with the lights in the sky? And he goes, no, the spacecraft. Okay. I had two other people on hold. I go, you have my attention. I got to get rid of these other two people. Tell me what you're talking about. He goes, I'm on a payphone right now. I want to meet you in person. So the guy comes over, meets me at his house with his two children, and he's talking about seeing a horseshoe-shaped craft. He was driving down a road and heading towards the Tweeter Center after work, and he was driving his truck, and he's looking up in the sky, and he sees these lights, and he sees another light off in the distance, and he looks up, and he's trying to figure out what on earth is this. And as he gets closer, it isn't one light, it's three lights, and it's red, white, and a bluish type of light. And it's in a horseshoe-shaped object. It's sitting there. And then directly above it, there's this boom with a circular object on top of it. He keeps on saying, you know, like that AWAC plane? I go, yes. He goes, something like that. And he drove around. In fact, he drove around three times. Drove around the forest area, finally parked, got out, and he says, this thing's massive. It's over my head, and it's moving back and forth as if it were jumping back and forth and moving. And he's staring at it, and he says, it's huge. So I get in the truck, call my daughter, and she's driving down 159th Street, which is, I don't know how many miles, 3 miles away, I believe. And she's going westbound, and she's looking at the triangular configuration of lights. And she goes, no, it's straight ahead. I can see it. They were looking at two separate things. While this is going on, a gentleman is seeing a large orange orb over his house. Calls his son-in-law 5 miles away, who's seeing the large triangular object starting to move in his direction. And recorded, by the way, this is recorded too. And he's talking about the orange orb over his house. And he says, Sam, this thing was as big as my house. We were out here, the neighbors were out there, and it was directly over his house. He goes inside the house, and he's looking for his dogs. He couldn't find any of his dogs. Finally, the one dog in particular shows up, and it's shaking, and it's upstairs, standing in the hall. They go up there and grab it. And he says the dog was like ice cold, like it just came out of the freezer, and it was shaking. He says, I don't know what transpired, but the whole experience was truly unusual, and this thing was massive. So we had three different objects, and down in southern Illinois, we had three different objects, the equilateral triangle, the isosceles triangle, and, of course, that thing that looks like a big rectangle or like a house floating in the sky. One thing that happened, and I didn't mention, but we had footage finally show up for the sighting in southern Illinois, 2000, January 4th. And this Nancy Carpenter had the footage, and within this footage you could see an arcing motion of these lights doing a flip. So the arcing motion establishes the fact that it isn't something falling, but it's connected to the apex of the one light in some sort of time-space. In other words, it could be a solid object. We had that same observation and recording in Tinley Park. These may have been similar or same objects doing similar or same maneuvers. So I think these are some of the most remarkable cases, and they're still under investigation. At some point, Jane, I hope we have this together and can present one heck of a nice presentation on it. And a good book. The other thing I do want to bring up is October 31st, 2004, Year of the Weird. We know that in November, in fact, November the 14th, a couple of F-18s were up in the air in California, the Nimitz Group. For 2 weeks prior, they were painting UAPs, unusual paintings, on the Aegis Spy 1 radar system on the Princeton. That was 2 weeks prior from the 14th. Where does that bring us to? October 31st.
Right. Yeah, that was really. That's a really interesting point. We touched on that briefly before the show. That how it was, and I think that yeah, they started on or around what November 10th or something like that, 2014.
November the 14th. And I guess it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And the thing was, we had military presence. F-18s were dispatched. I think it was F-18s or was F-15. I'm not sure, but they were dispatched.
18,
the
yeah. They sent F-18s.
We had them out here, too.
Mm-hmm. That is really interesting, actually, because I hadn't put those sightings together like that, because we've heard so much about the Nimitz encounters and what was going on with them that nobody has been really looking elsewhere around the country or the world, really, or I guess very few people. So I find this to be a really valuable, I don't know if it's a coincidence or if it actually is more of a correlation.
You see, one thing that raises there, before we go on, one thing that raises there is the fact that we concentrate on those naval UFO sightings, but we never bothered to correlate them with other sightings around the country. Just seeing the Navy release something, oh my God, it's so terrific, it's so wonderful. Not that's changed anything, of course. Even the Pentagon UAP task force hasn't changed anything. Despite that, we haven't looked at correlations, and now we see 2004. My God, that's 2 years before we started the Paracast, by the way.
Yeah. It's like, do you believe how fast time flies? It's nuts.
It's unbelievable. So what other kind of, you call, say, is it 2004, the year of the weird, or was it October, November,
yeah.
the
no,
month
2004
of the
year? Is the year of the weird. That's actually the title of my book that I've been working on for all this time.
Oh, that sounds awesome. We're really looking forward to that. Can you give us a couple more, examples? Let's go through a few more examples of weird things that happened in 2004.
2004 was the, of course, again, we had all those problems with all those hurricanes. And this year, that's why I said, people were saying, Sam, this is, we have a lot of, we have so many storms this year. We have, what are we up to, 28 or 24 or something like that? And then we had, I pay attention to seismic activity, USGS. I mean, I stay on top of this, heliospheric, sun activity, solar. Solar minimums and maximum are very, very important to pay attention to that. That, I think, coincide with 2004, where we were just coming out of a maximum and going into a minimum. And here we are at a minimum, it's like, These things, when you lay this stuff on there, you say, take, and again, Gene, to your point, you have to look at all these unusual things that you would not think correspond to other things, and they do.
More to come with Sam, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now you really drive them crazy if you say 12 more years. 12. 12. Busy campaigning day for President Trump, the president in Michigan and Wisconsin, the president ending his day in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes, says the coronavirus pandemic would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy.
The entire interview with Fauci will air Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News. FBI Director Christopher Wray says there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. This as more absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Michigan Court of Appeals blocked a lower court's order that gave a 14-day extension on mail-in ballots. The court said any changes had to be approved by the legislator, not judiciary. Similar court-imposed extensions in Wisconsin and Indiana have been overturned by higher courts. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, speaking of 2004, now, I'm just going to look up something here.
While Gene's doing that?
Of course. Okay. The following year, we had Hurricane Katrina.
Correct.
Okay, in 2005. But
yes,
after 2004, did everything die down or what?
It was, you know, it was more of single reports. It wasn't all these massive reports. Again, 2000, I'll take you right back real quick as far as mass sightings, the big ones. In 2000, you know, 1999, 2000, being Rockford, Southern Illinois, 2000, 2001, in that range, we had the Carteret sighting, and I think you recall that one up in Carteret, New Jersey. And by the way, Southern Illinois and Carteret and Rockford were both NIDS, National Institute of Discovery Science, Bigelow's first major push into this research. They were also looking at this and wrote papers on these reports. They did a really good job on Carteret. Carteret reports in that year were very similar to the sightings out here in Rockford and Southern Illinois, and also the sightings in Tinley Park. A lot of correlations. So we had a lot of correlations of these mass sightings within that period of time, starting in 1999 to 2004. Seemed to dip down. 2005, we had a couple instances. During these periods of time, I was also working on sightings in a case in Arizona and up in Fredericks, Wisconsin, which was 2004. Each of these scenarios While these things were going on out here in 2004, 2000, actually leading into 2005, they were having experiences up there that they were at locations that seemed to be very similar to the Skinwalker Ranch type scenario, where you have very unusual activity. The thing that dragged me in 2004 into the probability or the possibility of interdimensionality was in that period of time. Other phenomena was taking place that made hint in that direction, that there are other things, other dimensions, and that is freaky.
Let's look at the factors of that, I think. We only have a segment and a half left with this before we go to the other show. So let's briefly cover that. Interdimensionality, multiverse, yes, parallel universes, whatever. What factors do you think are the most important?
I think the factors that sometimes, well, here, I'll give you some instances. Up in Fredericks, that case, there. How much time do we have, by the way?
Okay, we have, for this segment, we've got maybe 6 minutes or so. Then the final segment of the main show is about 9.5 minutes before closed credits. Go ahead.
Okay. Fredericks, what happened is I received a call from another reporting center that eventually was purchased by Bigelow Aerospace. And they asked me to take a peek at a case up in Fredericks, Wisconsin. I called a gentleman who was very, very hard to deal with. I couldn't understand what he's talking about. Got the wife on the phone, and she was explaining what she was seeing, and what they were seeing was, of course, UFOs. During the same period of time as the August sighting, a massive triangular UFO was seen over their house further away. They live in the Valley area, and it moved over the house. And to them, that whole night was like a Spielberg episode. There were things in the sky that looked like disco balls and all sorts of things flying around, and then this massive triangular object. And as it moved over the house, there was a deep guttural tone, and this tone actually warped their vision, that when they were walking, everything seemed to be warped, their vision was warped, and the sound was so annoying and painful that they could feel it internally. And the child that they had woke up screaming. The husband went, picked her up, went into their own room and stayed in there. They didn't know what the heck was going on. That next morning, they went downstairs, and they noticed when they looked outside, all the windows seemed to be like magnifying glasses. Everything seemed to be closer. They walked up to the sliding door, and he opened it, and you could see the variation in the windows. And he thought, well, my brand new Bella windows are just shot. This darn thing destroyed them. And so whatever the phenomena was also affected the glass. They were gone for X numbers of hours, came back to the house. Everything was back to normal. An interesting thing. Now, does it have to do with dimensionality? No. They were starting to see objects and other things just pop in. They were seeing beings that were translucent, something that looked like a plecosomous fish. It was referred to as a plecosomous and a dragon at times, and he actually has video of it. The other thing that he had video of, and I went through 12 hours of video, and there was only a few minutes of really odd things, but that's enough. He had something that looked like the, do you remember the movie, what do you call it? Predator, where you have that digitized motion and you see this thing moving along.
Right. Predator had the active camouflage. This returns us again to the idea of active camouflage.
Bingo. And this thing was moving along and he was seeing it and he recorded it. Now, I sent up two investigators up there, one of whom actually seen this. He actually seen this thing moving along, and he got inside the house because he knew it seen him. He has it on video. The problem with that case is it may be made into a movie, and it's actively the last couple of years been considered to be made into a movie. So But anyways, all this unusual stuff that has to do with the eventuality, there were these beings that show up, these things that show up out of nowheres, things pop in, pop out. And I recall just recently, I believe it was last year, I talked to a gentleman who had a sighting in southern Illinois during that episode that I told you about with the police officers, where he and his father and his mother, his stepfather and mother were driving, and they went to Scott's Air Force Base because he was a retired officer and was going to the commissary. They go commissary once a month, get food, boom, boom, boom. And they're coming home very late, early in the morning, late at night, whatever it may be. And they get over the edge of a hill, a rise in the expressway on 71, and they notice this very bright light in a area off to the left. It was in a farm field, and he sees this object. He makes a U-ey in the on the expressway, gets over, pulls on his shoulder, and they're staring at this thing. He gets so excited, he jumps out of the car, he slips on ice, hits his head on the hood of the car, gets up, and the son gets out, and the wife's all excited. She's like, "Don't go out there. Here's this massive triangular object sitting out there with this beam of light coming out of the center and these lights that were going on and off, red lights, again, red lights in the corner of this large isosceles triangle. And across the back on the side of the back of it was an array. He was explaining there was two layers of what looked like windows, self-luminous windows along the side or the back of it. They watched this thing for heaven knows how long. Cars pulled up and back, then they took off. Why, I don't know. But they stayed there for the full event. And he says when that light in the center went off and went back up, it made a sound. It was the only sound they heard.
I have sounds to make here that you couldn't even believe. You know, when we hear Sam Maranto, I think of him being a Midwest alternative to Stan Gordon. More to come with Gene Randall and Sam. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Do you know Stan Gordon, Sam?
I think I met him once. I love his work. He's fantastic. I enjoy him to no end.
Well, we enjoy you to no end, and you remind us of him because he would tell stories in great detail, too, in his area in Pennsylvania. Now we're going to Illinois. Let's continue with these cases.
So this light goes up, the object starts taking off, and it's actually going east, and then it veers off to the northeast, cuts across the expressway, and this is the weird part. He says it was like it all crumbled in on itself into some time space, into a little portal, and it was gone, and that was done instantaneously. It crumbled in. It looked as though it crumbled in on itself. How many times do we hear about things going in and out of what appears to be a portal or some sort of dimensional thing? So I'm just thinking now, is it possible that this is what's going on? Is this the same thing that's happening in each of these other areas? I don't know. But you can't discard it as being not a possibility.
Let me just ask you an outside question here, because Randall and I have talked about this in some episodes. What if all these sightings, or many of them, are holographic projections? So you turn the off switch and it disappears, and it may seem to be disappearing into another portal, whereas you turn the on switch and it comes in again.
Again, Gene, I keep everything open as far as a possibility. And you can't just say, oh, no, that's not possible. I think what we're dealing with is a multiplicity of phenomena. And that's the fun part about it. Again, getting back to if we understood our mechanisms much better, how we perceive things, of course, all this is an illusion to some degree. Because we're picking it up and we're seeing it. Our concept of reality, our ontology, it's a human point of view. Now, if we took it from where it is actually coming from, we have no idea as far as the totality of this. That's where it gets very interesting. But how do you do it? How do we examine it that way?
Well, do you think anything that the Pentagon is doing with the UAP task force is going to take us there? Or is it just a matter of cataloging the cases they're concerned about?
That's a good point. I don't know. Again, we've lived through all this for, you know, longer than most of these people that are coming into this field. We've seen the switch turned on, and here's a switch where all of a sudden people are they're taking it serious. We're going to pacify the public, and then all of a sudden it's going to disappear. But, you know, there's going to be funding, and maybe there is going to be some sort of development that we may hear about down the road or a piece of technology down the road. That may be the case, and there may be some bartering behind the scenes that may be going on as far as letting loose technology. I would hope so, if that's going to be the case. I don't know. I would hope something great's going to come out of it. I don't know. What's your opinion?
Senator Harry Reid, former Senator Reid, who was the Senate Majority Leader, as many of you recall, he was quoted in the movie A Phenomenon as saying they've got a lot more stuff. And maybe they have a lot more stuff, but the thing, of course, that bothered me about this new Pentagon stuff is it's like all the previous stuff that went on since the 1940s didn't exist. This is something new. We're going to pay attention to it now, and we're going to look for possible national security concerns. What about the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s? What about the archives of Project Blue Book? Is there anything from the Project Blue Book archives worthy now of reinvestigation, or is that all thrown by the wayside and they're starting anew as if there's no backstory?
And this is where most of us get upset, like you. You look at the volume of evidence that's sitting there that goes way back. And the thing that cracks me up, and I know various people, they like to start the story at 1947. Sorry, it goes back to the advent of time. Since we're able to record things, either like drawings or mythologies, some sort of mythos, some sort of anything, religions, wherever, this is found in various places throughout all the human interpretation of its natural world and what phenomena it's seeing. It's all about semantics. It's all about our kin. It's all about our lexicon. I remember a case down in Guatemala where they called it the flaming canoes, the flaming flying canoes. Well, to them, something that moved was a canoe, right? They're on the water and that's it. That's what it was, a vessel. Flaming chariots. On and on. The great airship case, the cases in England. In fact, Nigel, we're going to be talking to Nigel this weekend, and you've had him on your show. You know, people thinking that, oh, all of a sudden, 1947, we've had UFOs, we've had these unusual things flying around. Sorry, Charlie, they've been here forever. They've been calling them different things. They've been relating them, trying to relate to them, to the closest technology at that time. Originally, they called them planes. I remember for years they were calling them unusual airplanes. Thing is, the comets, they refer to them as comets at times. So what we refer to them paints a picture in our head. Again, I've got off the track, but I'm just trying to allude to the fact that you're right. The problem here is we have tons of history here, and it's just been discarded. And they're saying all of a sudden in 2004, they're seeing something. Sorry, Charlie, that's not the case. And it does make people a little bit upset.
And the stories that have been written about all the new UFO, UAP stuff, these reporters, and of course Leslie Kane has been on the PowerCast a number of times, I never see them asking, hey there, guys, what are you doing about all the old cases that have occurred over the years that have kept people interested in UFOs and chasing after sightings? What's going to be done about them? And the movie, by the way, didn't mention one particular character that is intimately involved, especially in the Pentagon UFO study that Elizondo worked on, and that is the one, the only Bob Bigelow,
the
mysterious billionaire of this horrible, is it Budget Suites? The hotel he owned, these things are the worst reviewed hospitality places in the world. I see the reviews, and they're horrible. But of course, when you write about Bob Bigelow, it's about his interest in the paranormal, UFOs, etc. It's about the Skinwalker Ranch. It's about all that stuff. And that he's a hotel magnate or something like that. He's, yeah, if you are looking at low-grade motels, I guess his properties are worth staying at. Now, of course, having said that, if he hears this show, he will never let us check into one if we needed something cheap. Hey, Sam, we're about out of time here, but I want you to hang in and talk about the O'Hare case for after the PowerCast. In the meantime, Can you tell listeners, if they are interested in learning more about what you do, you have a site they can check out?
I actually put one together, and it's going to be, you can go and check it out. It will be the ChiTownFlap.com. And that will have a direct line to me. It will be info, and I'll have that up by the time this show is aired. ChiTownFlap, and you'll see the info. Or information will go directly to me. And that, of course, is the Chicago Mothman research. It's more of a psychological evaluation. I think you're going to enjoy that when we get that done.
I think we'll have to persuade you to not use GoDaddy, though, but that's another story. Listen, we don't want to get into that. We use Namecheap here, by the way, and 1-in-1 INOS. In any case, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find us on Facebook if you look for, of course, the Paracast. We also have branded merchandise. We have the T-shirts and the throw pillows and all that good stuff. Four different logos, and Randall did some designing of that. We're in the middle of kind of sprucing up the store. But great merchandise, really affordable prices. We ship worldwide, or at least, you know, most of the major developed countries. Check out the Paracast.shop. That's the Paracast.shop for more information. Then we also offer the Paracast Plus. And if you subscribe to 5 years or the lifetime subscription, while they last, we'll give you a free coupon code for the phenomenon that you can download from Vimeo or just watch online with extra stuff on it. The Paracast Plus includes a version of this show with enhanced audio, free of the network ads. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast, where people like Andy Colvin was there last week, and Bill Kuselis, and of course Sam will be there. It's definitely worth checking out. Go to the Paracast.plus. That's the Paracast.plus. Sam Maranto, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.